Start this recording on Anna Pretorius. Anna Pretorius is PREET. PREET, Pretorius, PREETORIUS, Anna, ANNA, date of birth is 5/13/57, date of visit is 10/18/22. Please make a copy for Christopher Larrazabal, MD. Larrazabal, Larrazabal, MD. Next, paragraph, Chief. I'm sorry. Next paragraph, dear Chris, thank you for sending Anna Pretorius for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history present illness. This is a 65-year-old female who has. A history for chronic fatigue. Was sent for a chest CT on 10/10/22. The patient's CT chest showed evidence of a 12 by 17 millimeter left upper lobe lesion, which was previously noted to be 9 by 12 millimeters. There was a mild solid component measuring 5 millimeter. And there was also a 8 millimeter right lower lobe ground glass nodule, which was stable. And there were a few other smaller ground glass nodules in both lung fields. The patient was advised to get further workup done. A prior chest CT was done in 2020. Showed the nodule in the left upper lobe measuring 1.2 centimeter. Here. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included, oh, can you mention in the first paragraph, the patient denies weight loss, fever, but has some fatigue, and denied chest pains or hemoptysis. Next paragraph, other past history includes C-sections times 3, history of arthritis, and bursitis. She has hypertension as well as history for anemia. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 35 years and quit. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of lung cancer. Father died of a heart attack at age 42. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient denies any weight loss but has fatigue, no glaucoma cataracts, no vertigo hoarseness, no shortness of breath or wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea, or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, or no anxiety, no depression. She has easy bruising, no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. She has no urinary symptoms of flank pains. Next paragraph, physical exam. Med list included lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, Lysix 10 milligrams daily, omeprazole 20 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female was alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, or clubbing. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse is 82, respirations 20. Temperature 97.2. Weight is 139, saturation 99. HEND, non-spalic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with occasional wheezes in the upper chest, otherwise clear. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and asthma, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex in the one pus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial is grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number one is bilateral lung nodules with enlarging left upper lobe nodule. Number two is underlying COPD. Number three, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodule and may require biopsy of the nodule. A pulmonary function study to be done with bronchodilator studies. And she will use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit here in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Christopher Larrazabal, LARRAZABAL, MD. Thank you. This is Dr. DeSouza.